anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me.
Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this wonderful day. Another day that you have made and another day that you have blessed us to be able to see. Thank you for the victory of this day. Thank you for the healing of this day. Thank you for the deliverance of this day. Thank you for the breakthrough of this day. Thank you for life in this day. Thank you for health in this day. God, I want to say thank you for the strength in this day. I want to say thank you for your love that we shall see, oh God, and that it shall never run out on us on this day. Lord, I just want to tell you thank you. Thank you for being such a good God. Thank you for being such a merciful God. Thank you for being such a kind and forgiving God who looked beyond our faults and saw that we were desperately in need of you, that we could not make it without you, that the devil was coming to sift us as wheat and desire to destroy us and desire to kill us and desire to hinder us. But, Lord, you had a better plan for us. You had a better way of escape for us. Lord, you had better options for us, and that was for us to be able to live and not die. Thank you, God, that your mercies never fail, that your mercies are new every single morning, God. You are faithfully great, oh God, and you are an awesome God. There's no one that's like you, Lord. You are magnificent in all your ways. You're glorious in all your ways. And so I acknowledge, oh God, this morning that I am nothing without you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, that I can't move without you, that I can't breathe without you, that I can't live without you. you. Lord, I can't even take a step without you. But with you on my side and with you breathing life into me, God, I can walk in victory, oh God, on this very day. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I can limp around, God. I can leap for joy, oh God. I can offer unto you, Lord, a sacrifice of praise. For you're worthy to be praised, Lord. You're worthy to be glorified. You're worthy to be adored. And so with the fruit of my lips, oh God, before I ask you for anything, Lord, I just want you to know that I love you, oh God, and that there is no one like you, Lord. You are magnificent in all your ways. You are glorious in all your ways. And so I honor you, oh God, this morning for another day that you have made. Lord, I honor you this morning, God, for waking me up this morning. Lord, I honor you this day for starting me on my way, oh God, and giving me a mind to pray, God, for you told us in your word that men are to always pray and not faint. Oh God, we can't give up hope in spite of storm clouds that may rage in our lives. Lord, we cannot give up hope, God. Oh God, in spite of life circumstances, oh God, that come our way. Lord, we cannot give up hope, Lord, in spite of the strong winds, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that may be raging and blowing in my life. I'm glad this morning that my soul is anchored in the Lord. I don't have to worry and I don't have to fret, oh God, because these storms and these trials and these tribulations, oh God, they're just a setup, oh God, for you to take me higher, oh God. They're just a setup, oh God, to take your people higher, Lord, because we don't need to be comfortable where we're at, Lord. Oh God, because you have a greater calling. You have a greater anointing, Lord. And God, in our trouble, oh God, it's got to bring it back and bring around double, oh God. And so we look, oh God, to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We look to you, oh God. Oh God, the breath of our life, oh God, and the joy of our salvation. We look to you, oh Lord, the rock, oh God, in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. We look to you, oh God, the Prince of Peace and the Lord of Lords, oh God. We look to you, oh God, our God, our salvation, our Savior, our Deliverer, the hope, oh God, of today and our hope for tomorrow. We look to you, and we thank you, God, for all that you've done and all that you're doing. And we're thanking you, Lord, for the thoughts that you have towards us on this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We're thankful, God, that you have blessed us to be able to see another day. We're thankful for your mercy. We're thankful for your grace and your unmerited favor. We're thankful for your love, oh God, again, that never fails. Thank you for loving me in spite of my faults. Thank you for loving me, God, even when I fell short of your glory. Thank you for loving me, Lord, and not just loving me, Lord, but you sustained me. Your God, you nurtured me, Lord. Oh God, you shaped and molded me. You made me into the vessel that you need me to be. You led me, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, when I was not willing to be led, God, you led me, Lord, when I did not think I needed anyone to lead me. Oh God, you had the steps of my life ordered. And I want to say thank you, Lord, because I would not be here without you ordering my steps. I would not be here, oh God, without you controlling my life. Oh God, I would not be here without you knowing what's best for me, Lord. It seems that I had been in situations, Lord, oh God, that were against me or that were not working together for my good. Lord, as I look back over my life, Lord, oh God, I did not expect to be in Virginia, Lord. I did not expect to be doing what I'm doing now, God. I did not expect to be pastoring, oh God, and leading a congregation, Lord. But you know what you had ordained in me. And I'm thankful this morning, Lord, that you knew me before you shaped me in my mother's womb, God. You knew the plans that you had for me. You knew the destiny, oh God, that you had for me. And Lord, I want to thank you that my foolishness did not cancel out my destiny. And so as I stand here today, Lord, I have a better perspective, oh God, of where you brought me from and where you've taken me to. And I'm thankful, oh God, that you know what's best for me. And so, Lord, I surrender all to you. In the name of Jesus, I surrender my will.
I surrender my way, God, because you know what's best, Lord. Touch my mind, oh God. Cast the devil out of my mind, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, he comes in to try to sow seeds of doubt. He tries to come in and sow seeds of discord. But I'm thankful, oh God, this morning that in spite of what may be going on, that my mind is on you. And because my mind is on you, you've been able to keep me in perfect peace, Lord. Oh God, I have not been fretting, oh God. I have not been dismayed, Lord, but I'm encouraged to go forward. I'm encouraged, oh God, to live on. I'm encouraged, oh God, to continue to press, oh God. I'm encouraged to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am, oh God. No turning back. In the mighty name of Jesus, no turning back, oh God. Victory is ahead, oh God. Freedom is ahead, oh God. My breakthrough is ahead, Lord, and I thank you, God, this morning. Faithfulness is flowing from my heart, because the God that I know and the God that I serve knows what's best for me. And so, Lord, as we surrender to you, and as I surrender to your will, Lord, come to more and have your way in the lives of your people, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Move on our behalf. Move by your power and fall afresh on us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. If there's anything in us that's unlike you, Lord, oh God, we seek your face this morning, that you would cover us in your blood and cleanse us in the blood and purify us in the blood right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Nothing else can wash away my sin. Nothing else can make me whole again. And I won't settle for any substitutes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are the best thing, oh God, that has ever happened to me. And you're the best thing, Lord, that has ever come into my life. And so with gratefulness in my heart, Lord, I surrender all right now. And I ask, oh God, that you will wash me thoroughly, purify me, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, from the very crown of my head to the sole of my feet. And God, when you anoint me, oh God, and wash me and make me anew, oh God. Oh God, touch my body, oh God. Touch my mind, Lord Jesus. Touch my heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And if you find anything in me, oh God, that's unlike you, Lord, take it out of me. Cast it out of me, oh God. Remove it from me right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because I want to walk worthy. Oh God, I want to walk worthy of my calling. Lord, I want to make you smile today, Lord. I want to make you proud, Lord Jesus. And I want you to get the glory out of my life. I don't want any of this flesh, Lord, to get your glory, oh God. So all that I am, Lord Jesus, and all that I ever hope to be, God, I declare that I owe it all to you. So my hopes and my dreams, Lord, I owe them all to you, God, because I'm walking in my destiny, Lord. I'm walking in my future right now, God, and I look much better in my future than I look right now, God. Yes, Lord, there may be some clouds around, but greater is yet ahead, God. I give you glory now. I praise you in advance, oh God, because breakthrough is upon me, because I know who my Redeemer is. I know who my strong tower is. I know who my God is. I know who's the lover of my soul. And so I put my trust in you. Lord, I put my hope in you, because you know what's best for me. Anointing, follow me. Anointing, fall on me. I need the power of the Holy Ghost to fall on me, to help me to walk right, Lord. I need the power of the Holy Ghost to fall on me so that I can live right. I need the power of the Holy Ghost to fall on me, to help me to live right, God, to be the child that you desire for me to be. I need the Holy Ghost to fall on me, God, that I may look ahead, oh God, and see, oh God, your glory revealed in my life, Lord. I need the power of the Holy Ghost to fall on me so that I love my enemy, Lord. I need the power of the Holy Ghost to fall on me, oh God, to bless them that curse me, God. I need the power of the Holy Ghost to fall on me, to help me to love those that come up against me, because, God, all things work together for my good, because I know I'm called, and I know I'm in your purpose, God. And so, Lord, I know that all these things are going to work out for my good. Anointing, fall afresh on your people right now. Oh, God, and equip us and shape us and mold us for the day. I walked into this church, oh God, this morning. Oh God, a little bit slow, Lord, but I walked in and I was a little cold. But I feel your glory even now, Lord. I feel your anointing even now. Holy Ghost, rain on your people just where we are at. You're the type of God, oh God, that is not a respecter of persons, nor are you a respecter of locations. Oh Lord, that if we would just offer unto you the praise that you're so worthy of, Lord, you will come in and you will have another encounter with your people, God. Come on in and show us your glory, oh God. Come on in, Lord, and fill our cups right now, Lord. Come on in, oh God, and send an overflow right now in the mighty name of Jesus, an overflow of your anointing, an overflow of your power, an overflow of your love. Help me to walk right, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help me to live right, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Anointing fall afresh, oh God, and give us another encounter, oh God, with your glory, Lord. Because when I get into your presence, Lord, I can never remain the same, Lord. But when I get into your presence, oh God, things have to change, Lord. When I come into your presence, oh God, my life, oh God, can never remain the same. I'm like Jacob this morning. I can't let you go, Lord, until you bless me. Oh, I can't let you go, God, until you bless me this morning, because you mean more than life to me. You're the very air that I breathe. You're the reason that I live today. You're the reason that I'm here today. And you're the reason, God, oh, God, that I shall live and not die. Thank you for being such a mighty God. Thank you for being a God that can meet all of our needs. There's no needs that you cannot meet. Oh, God, there's nothing that's impossible for you. You're an omnipotent God. You're an omnipresent God. You're an omniscient God. God all-knowing, God all-present, God all-powerful. That's who you are. And not only that, you are a provider. You are a waymaker. You are a strong power. You are a present help in the time of trouble. You're a rock in a weary land, God. Yes, you are a shelter in the time of storm. You are Alpha and you are Omega. You are the beginning and you are the end. Lord, you are the first and you are the last. Lord, there's nobody that's like you, oh God. Magnificent in all your ways, oh God. There's no one that's like you, oh God. In the name of Jesus who sits high and looks low. God, there's no one else that's like you, oh God, who loves us like you do. And I thank you, oh God, that your love never fails, never runs out, never gives up on us. God, you're a wonderful king, God, clothed in majesty. God, the earth rejoices at you, oh God, because you are just an awesome and mighty God. The sun rises every morning to give you glory, honor, and praise. Oh God, when it sets in the evening time, the moon rises, Lord, to honor and adore you and to continue to obey your word, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, said it yesterday, the fowls of the air, the birds, oh God, sing of your glory, God. The animals obey you, oh God, and do what you call for them to do. Oh God, and help us, Lord, as your people who have been called by your name. Oh, God, help us to humble ourselves and understand that you've called us out of darkness into your marvelous light for a purpose, for a reason, to bring life, oh, God, and to share the good news of Jesus Christ with others. But, Lord, as we seek your face this morning, we seek your presence. We seek your anointing. We seek your power. And not so that we can reign over others, not so that we can rule and lead others, oh God, and do it in a manipulative fashion. But, Lord, we come before your presence this morning seeking your anointing, oh God, so that we can be the vessels, the lights that you have called for us to be in the name of Jesus. Ah, God, we need your help, Lord. The nation needs your help, oh God. This world needs your help, oh God. And you are willing to use us to be those agents of change in this dark and dreary world. You are willing to use us, oh God, to be those lights, Lord Jesus, in this dark and dreary world, oh God. You said that we have to be cities that are set upon a hill that cannot be hid. Lord, you called us to do that, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, so that we can lead those that are blinded. Oh, God, lead those that are maimed. Lead those that are sick to the one that heals, to the one that delivers, to the one that sets free. Lord, you didn't come to call us to help the well, those that don't need a doctor, but Lord, you've called us to bring those that need healing, to bring those that need deliverance, to bring those that need to know life, to bring them to you, the doctor in the sick room, the lawyer in the courtroom. You are all that and more. And I thank you that you never fail. I'm thankful, God, that you are an awesome God. I'm thankful today that you are magnificent in all of your ways. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. No wonder angels bow down before you. No wonder heaven and earth adores you. Because, God, you're mighty. Thank you for being a mighty God. Thank you for being an awesome God. Thank you for being a God that never fails and will never, ever lose his power. Power belongs to you. It rests in you. And you're the one that gives power. And as we wait on you this morning, oh God, and unify ourselves with one accord and with one mind, Holy Ghost, fall afresh on everyone that's under the sound of my voice this morning. Anoint our bodies, anoint our minds, cast the devil out, Lord. Bind his works right now, bind his tricks right now. In the name of Jesus, bind, oh God, the things that he has told us that are contrary to your word. Lord, we want your word to be hidden in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. Your word, it's what we need, oh God, today. Your word is a lamp unto our feet. Your word is a light unto our pathways. Hide your word in our heart right now. Help us to speak those things that are not as though they were according to your will for our lives. We don't have that authority, Lord, but I want to speak what you have spoken into my life. Lord, I want to say what you have said into my life, Lord. I want to see, God, things that I have not seen but are according to your will for my life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I want your glory to be revealed and fulfilled in my life because my flesh has not seen it. My eyes haven't seen it. My ears haven't heard it. God, it hasn't even entered into my imagination. God, the great things that you have in store for me, but your spirit tells me that it's there. God, with my sanctified eyes, or I see, God, myself in the future, and I look much better than I look right now. God, those are not eyes or thoughts or dreams of the flesh, Lord, but they are dreams that the Spirit is declaring and showing in my life. Lord, greater is ahead. Oh, God, breakthrough is upon me. Oh, God, and my life is in your hands. Thank you. I don't have to worry about my life. I don't have to fret where I go. I don't have to fret what I do, knowing that everything is going to work together for my good. So that means that I can walk by faith. I don't have to walk by sight. And I can lean upon you, the rock of my salvation, the God of my life, oh God, my joy, oh God, in sorrow, my hope for tomorrow. I can put my trust in you, oh God, the reason why I live and move. I can put my trust in you, God, the God of my salvation. I can put my trust in you because you never fail. Thank you for being a never-failing God, a never-failing. Your word is your bond, and your word will never return back unto you void. Everything you say, Lord, it will accomplish what you declare for it to accomplish. Thank you, God, that you're so awesome, Lord, that your words never fail. Thankful, God, this morning that you're not like man, that you are a liar. Thankful, God, that you are a great and mighty God. Thankful that you are a healer, for you are wounded for our transgressions. You are bruised for our iniquities. Chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. Healed in the mind, healed in the body, God, healed in our hearts right now, In the name of Jesus, every ligament healed, God. Every sickness ejected, Lord, healed, Lord. In the name of Jesus, because those things have to be subject to the name of Jesus. Diabetes, Lord, it's subject to the name of Jesus. Mental illness, Lord, it's subject to the name of Jesus, oh God. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, low blood sugar, high blood sugar, Lord, they're subject to the name of Jesus. Broken arms, oh God, injured calves, oh God, whatever it may be, they're subject to the name of Jesus. And we declare healing. We declare breakthrough. We declare that we shall live and not die. Because you deserve the glory. And we serve a God that's magnificent. We serve a God that's mighty. I pray, God, this day, that you would come to more and have your way in the lives of your people. Let your glory be revealed in our lives. Let your glory be manifested in our lives. Do it for your glory. Even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, show yourself mighty. Show yourself strong on our behalf, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we need you to stand right now up strong in our lives, and we surrender to you, God. We're not getting ahead of you, Lord. We're not putting anything before you, Lord, but we want your glory to be done and performed in our lives in the name of Jesus. God, let your glory be revealed to us that we may behold the beauty of our God. We desire to be up in your secret place. But when we abide in the secret place of the Most High, Lord, we don't have to worry about not being protected. We don't have to worry, oh God, about the enemy, oh God, or the snares or the traps of the fowler, Lord. We don't have to worry, oh God, that the enemy will be able to overtake us and overwhelm us. But, Lord, nothing that you allow to come our way, nothing that the enemy tries to throw our way, oh God, shall be able to overcome us or shall be able to defeat us, because Lord, you know what you have in store and you know what you have inside of us. Job was afflicted, Lord, because you thought highly of him. You allowed him to go through the affliction. You allowed him to lose all his children, Lord, his livestock, his servants, oh God, even his wife for a period of a time. You allowed him to lose all that stuff so that he could prove you right, that he was somebody worth considering afflicting. Thank you, God, that you know what you are doing. You know. And you have given the enemy, if there's storms in our lives, Lord, you've allowed the enemy and given him permission, Lord, to do it. But I'm thankful, Lord, that you've told him that he can't take our lives. He may afflict our finances. He may even afflict our bodies. But, Lord, you have given me the promise that I can live and not die. And so, Lord, if I just continue to trust you, Lord, I'm not cursing you. Lord, I'm not putting my lips against you, but Lord, I'm thanking you for another day. I'm thankful, God, that you know of the thoughts that you think towards me. Lord, I'm thankful, oh God, today that you, oh God, know what you're doing, because if you begin something, you allow something to start, Lord. You're not a God that is a quitter, God. You're not a God that just leaves in the middle of something. But Lord, you that have begun a good work in us is able to perform it, Lord. I'm thankful, oh God, today that I don't have to stand on my own power and that I don't have to stand of my own might, but Lord, I can stand in the power of the anointing, God, that you have given to me, and that is the power of your Holy Spirit who keeps me, the one who sustains me, the one who leads, guides, and directs me, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so I don't have to be led by this flesh, and I don't have to fear no evil, for you are with me, God. Your rod and your staff, it comforts me, God, and no matter where I go, Lord, I can invite you along the way. That's all I have to do is open up my mouth and give you gratitude, God. That's all I have to do is open my mouth, oh God, and give you adoration, Lord. If I need you, God, that's all I have to do is call on you, and you will answer me, and you will show me great and mighty things. And I thank you, God, today that when I've called, you've always answered. Thank you for being a prayer answering God. Prayed for my mom last night, Lord, who was afflicted on her plane ride home from California. I thank you for touching her body. I thank you for turning the situation around. They could not explain why the blood pressure was going up, Lord, but
For some reason, I had no fear because I know her ending is not yet. Lord, you haven't given me that. You haven't shown me that, Lord. And so I know that you still have life for her, and not just life, oh God, that's menial, not just life that's limited, but life that more abundantly. And so I thank you, God, that even in the midst of a storm, that it looked like my mother could be in trouble, Lord, I was at peace because I know who my Redeemer is. I know who the God that heals is. I know who my way maker is. Hallelujah. I know who my strong tower is. I know whose blood still works because it has never lost its power. And so, God, I thank you even right now that you turned her situation around, that you touched her body, that you healed her body, that you allowed her to recover. And, Lord, even though she may be resting in the hospital, oh God, this morning, I thank you that my mother is still in the land of the living. And so, Lord, I thank you for being a waymaker. I thank you for being a strong tower. I thank you for being peace in the time of storm. Thank you for being such an awesome God. And so, Lord, as we bless you this day, we'd ask, oh God, that you would come tomorrow and have your way in our lives. Do it for your glory. Some of us are in valleys. Some of us are on the mountaintop. Lord, some of us are in captive situations, situations that we seem to can't get away or be free from. But, Lord, you proclaim your word that right where we are at, you can help us to grow. Some of us are on jobs, Lord, that we're not too pleased with. Some of us, oh God, are in relationships that don't seem to be working out for our good. Some of us are having issues at school or issues at work or issues with relationship, wherever it may be. Lord, help us to live right where we are at. Help us to put our trust in you, God, knowing that you never fail. You never fail. And when we are led by you, and when we allow you to order our footsteps, Lord, then, Lord, you know the path that you desire for us to go, and you know the plans that you have for each and every one of our lives. You're never too busy. God, you never don't answer us. Lord, you never fail. And so with gratefulness in my heart, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the anointing wind of your spirit, the refreshing wind of your spirit, the redeeming wind of your spirit, the reassuring wind of your spirit, that you send forth to breathe life into your people, to encourage us, to strengthen us, to help us to run on. I pray for this nation. God, as I always say, Lord, we have sinned against you as a nation. I make the clarion call as Daniel did. Lord, forgive us. Forgive us, for we have sinned against you. We have fallen short of your glory, Lord, as a nation, and we have fallen into a state of apostasy where we glorify foolishness. We elevate sin, oh God, and worldliness. We salute carnality, God, and evil on every hand. But, Lord, you have our attention. Forgive us, oh God. We're praying for our nation, praying for those in Las Vegas, praying for those in Puerto Rico, praying for those that are in Houston and in Florida, God, and all the Caribbean, Lord, all of those that have been affected, God, Mexico, Lord, God, California with the fires, Lord. You have our attention, Lord. Have mercy upon us. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon us. Lord, you said if my people, which have been called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, have mercy upon us, God, and seek your face, Lord, and turn from our wicked ways. We need you to hear from heaven. We ask that you would forgive our sins. Thank you for being faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. God, I'm thankful that you remember that there is a remnant here, a remnant that's willing to pray. A remnant, God, that's willing to seek your face. And, Lord, in spite of what's going on all around me in this nation and in this world, Lord, my soul is in peace because I'm in your hands. But I pray for those that are not in your hands. I pray for those that have been affected by storms and the winds and the carelessness of this world. I pray for every life that has been that was taken in Las Vegas, Lord, and I pray for all of those that have been wounded and scarred by that tragedy. Lord, I pray for the shooter's family, Lord. I can't tell you that he was saved, Lord. I'm sorry that he more likely was not. He will open up his eyes and see hell fire, be condemned, Lord. But for those that remain, it's an opportunity for us to let them know that Jesus still saves, that there is still a balm in Gilead, a healer, and he can heal you of your wounds, that he can heal you of your scars, that he can heal God today, and he can love each and every one of them back to good health. Let someone come upon them that will share with them the good news of Jesus Christ, because it could have been me. It could have been someone else. But Lord, you allowed us to live. And because you allowed those that remain to live, you allowed them to live for a purpose. Purpose, God. Help us to fulfill purpose in our lives each and every single day. So I pray for healing for those that are wounded. I pray for a speedy recovery, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm thankful, God, that I have not heard anybody in the name of Christ that suffered death or were afflicted by the shooting. But, Lord, you know who was there. And, Lord, we thank you for not allowing it to be worse. Thank you for showing mercy. I'm even reminded right now that as David cried out to you, I believe that there was probably a believer on site, and they cried out, Lord, have mercy, protect us. And you heard their cry like you heard David's cry when he had sinned against you. And, Lord, he asked you to have mercy upon the nation as he saw the hand of the angel slaying thousands upon thousands, Lord. I'm thankful, God, that you are a God that will show yourself up even, that you will show up, Lord, even in dark situations. I'm reminded even now the disciples was on that raging sea. Winds were tossing them to and fro, and you came in the midst of the storm walking on water. Peter had the audacity to ask you to allow him, bid him to come. God, you come right in the midst of where we are. Storms could be raging. You are God that shows yourself mighty and shows yourself strong. And you're not, it doesn't matter how big or how small. You will show yourself mighty and you'll show yourself strong wherever we might find ourselves at. So thank you for being just that awesome. And so, Lord, I pray for comfort for the bereaved. I pray for recovery for those that are affected by Hurricane Maria and Irma and Lee and the other ones. I can't remember their names that affected Texas, that affected Louisiana, that affected Florida, and that affected, Lord, the Caribbean islands. Lord, I thank you for mercy. It could have been worse, but thanks be to God you had mercy upon us. And we're so grateful for your mercy. And so, Lord, I pray for the leadership of this country. I pray that you would touch the president. Lord, I plead the blood that you would cast the devil out of his mind. I know he's here for a reason. He's here to cause your people to be drawn back to you, to get your people eyes on you. But, Lord, many, God, the eyes of the saints are too busy stuck on him instead of being focused in on you. Lord, 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 have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us and open up our eyes that we might see that you're in control, that nothing that occurs in this world occurs outside of your permission. But Lord, everything that's going on is according to your will. Let your will be done. We thank you even now that your will shall be done. I won't buck up against your will. But what I'll do, Lord, is I'll pray for those in office. You've called us to do that. Your word tells us to pray for kings. Pray for those that are rulers. Pray for those that are leaders among us. And so I pray for the White House. Pray for the president. Pray for the Congress, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, put your hands on them. Cast the devil out of their minds. I pray for the Supreme Court even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for the governors. I pray for the mayors. Lord, I pray for the county officers, Lord. Lord, I pray for those in leadership in every area. I pray for our presiding bishop, Bishop Charles Edward Blake. Lord, I pray for the general board, each and every single member, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for those that are being going through the Episcopal training, Lord, this week in Memphis, Lord, that are being escalated or elevated to the office of bishop, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would bind the spirit of haughtiness, bind the spirit of pride, bind the spirit of selfishness amongst those new elevated bishops, Lord, and that you would cast the devil out of their minds, Lord, that when they get into their office, Lord, they won't allow your office or God allow that title to get the best of them, that they will be about their Father's business in wherever area, arena that you have destined for them to be. Elevation comes from you, oh God. And, Lord, I pray that you allow them to walk worthy of their calling. Bless the instructors right now, God, that they may teach them godly principles, Lord, that they will remind them of the holiness, oh God, that was once delivered unto the saints, oh God, that we would hold on to those old landmarks, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and that we will remain steadfast in holiness, because holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. We keep forgetting that. Holiness is right, in spite of what the world is doing. It's still holiness or hell. And I'm thankful, God, that we don't have to be concerned about hell if we would seek after holiness. You are a God, Lord, that's not a God of fear, but a God of love. Thank you for being a loving God, a God who's merciful, and a God who's kind. And, Lord, I pray for my bishop, Bishop Ted G. Thomas. I pray that you would touch him and strengthen him. I pray that you would encourage him and keep him. I pray that you would strengthen his body right now. Give me what I need to have to be able to undergird my leader, my pastor, that I may be able to breathe life into him when I come around, Lord, and that I may be able to extend his life by helping take some of the load off of his back. Help me to play my role, to undergird my leader, so that you might get the glory out of his life and that you might get the glory out of my life. Lord, I'm thankful, Lord, for my brethren in the gospel in this area. Thank you for allowing me to serve, oh God, during the service of Pastor Kenneth Hackett, Lord, as he and his wife celebrated 22 years of ministry, Lord. I'm thankful, God, that we are coming upon our third year. We still have a couple of months, but we're celebrating this month, my third anniversary, God, and I'm thankful for you allowing me to make it this far. I'm also thankful, God, for the things that you have put into my mind and to my heart, Lord, to be able to expand this ministry so that we can empower believers and change lives, Lord. I ask, Lord, that you send me the right partners, that you would send me to the right partners to partner with this ministry, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I have no doubt that greater is ahead of us and that where we're at right now is not where you have destined for us to be, God, because we're not a small-minded ministry, but God, we are a progressive ministry, oh God, that is ready to serve thousands. Lord, I know that tens is not our destiny, but thousands, Lord, are our destiny because you have equipped us and you have formed us for that greatness to reach the masses, Lord. And so, Lord, as you send me to those, Lord, that will partner with us here in ministry, that we may be able to take this city of Dumfries in this northern Virginia area by storm, Lord. I thank you in advance for guidance. I thank you in advance for a vision. Lord, I thank you in advance, Lord, that you're going to keep me, even for the little birdie that's in my ear that helps me to not settle for wickedness to be partnering with. Lord, I don't want to partner with those that are not believers. I don't want to partner with those that are not, oh God, that are not walking according to your will. Lord, I want to grow on compromised land. But Lord, send those that will partner with us in the name of Jesus to be able to sow, to be able to build, to be able to empower, to be able to change lives in this community and in this world. My prayer, God, is that you would send more laborers, that I will be able to sow into their lives and that they will be able to be the containers to go back and knock on doors to bring more containers to be sealed with the word of God. Lord, I pray for Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Pastor Kenneth Hackett, Pastor Floyd Hawkins, Pastor Andy Cork, Pastor Ray Satterfield, Pastor Eddie Pruitt. Lord, I pray for Pastor Wayne Cream, Pastor Clifton Cooley, even though he's not with us, Pastor William Cornick, God, Pastor Lawrence Clyette, I pray for each and every single pastor of the Great Northern District. I then pray for Pastor Brian Jones and Pastor Samuel Metcalf. Lord, I pray for Pastor Herschel Chenault. Lord, I pray for those partners that partner with us externally, those that sow into this great ministry, Brother Larry Brown, Brother Carl Christopher, Brother Kenyatta Schamberger, Lord, Sister Lisa Law. God, I pray that you would grant them favor for their investment in this ministry. I thank you, God, for putting us on the hearts of those that cannot necessarily labor with us here locally, but they put their finances and they put their prayers. They sow into this ministry in different ways, and I'm grateful for all that you have allowed to sow into this ministry. Father, I pray that you will bless them exceeding abundantly above all that they can ever ask or think, because they've sowed seeds into good ground. And when we sow into good ground, Lord, we are guaranteed a harvest, Lord, because that's your word. Seed time and harvest will never go away. And I thank you, God, that they've sowed seeds of favor into this ministry. I pray for Lady Olinda McCowan. I pray for Sister Diamond Starr. I pray for Brother Eric McCowan, Crystal McCowan, and Aaron McCowan. I thank you for those that the foundation of this ministry, Lord, those that launched out with me and to start this ministry. I thank you for their support. I thank you for their faithfulness. Father, if we're out of your will, Lord, I pray that you would have mercy on those that are out of your will, and I pray that you would save, Lord, those that need to be saved. Father, I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan. Thank you for the healing already. We praise you in advance, God, in the name of Jesus. Whose report am I going to believe? I have no doubt that I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. I pray for Missionary Myrna Howard, Lord, that her family, as they gathered this past weekend, were able to get everything together, Lord, to be a blessing to her mother and those family members that are affected by the storm in Puerto Rico, that they were able to get out and get to a better location. Thank you in advance for what you're going to do on behalf of that family. Lord, I pray for continued healing, Lord, and the life and the body of Missionary Lysandra Miller. Touch her right now, God. From the very crown of our head to the sole of our feet, Lord, and send forth the healing in our body, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for guiding the hand of the physician, Lord, and allowing her to make it home safely. I pray for Sister Connie Coulter, Lord, that you would bless her and the baby, that you would strengthen her even now and keep her encouraged, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, to keep our eyes on you, to not be weary in well-doing. God, her season of reaping, favor, oh, God, victory is hers, and we declare it right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for Brother Herbert Lee. I pray for Sister Monique, God, that you would touch her body, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for Deanne Graham, Renix Graham, Lord. Thank you for my family. Thank you for those that are invested in this great ministry of Praise Center Church of God in Christ. Then I pray for those that you've allowed to hang around for us. I pray for Sister Angelique Bailey, and Lord, and Sister Danetta Chase. I thank you for their desire to be here in ministry. Lord, I pray that you would prick their hearts to not just be here in ministry, but to be about ministry. And then for those, God, that you have coming our way, I thank you in advance, God, for filling the room, God. My prayers, Lord, is that you would fill the house, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I believe that this building that we're in right now cannot hold what you have in store for us. But, Lord, we keep our hope and our faith and our trust in you. Lord, I pray for Sister Valerie Miller to bless her and Victor now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for Elder Andre Powell and Missionary Danielle Powell, that you would touch them, Lord. Bless our God children. Watch over them, Lord. And, Lord, I pray that you would anoint us for this day, that your will be done. Get the glory out of our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We say, not our wills, but nevertheless, let thine will be done, and we'll surrender to you, Lord. We'll say yes. We'll say yes to our Lord, because that's what our hearts desire, and that's what you are looking for out of us, a desire and a will to say yes to your will and yes to your way. So my soul says yes to my Lord. My soul says yes. And so we thank you, Lord, that you know what you have in store for us on this day. And so, Lord, we look to you to be the author and the finisher of our faith on this day. Bless us this day, are our prayers. And we'll give you the glory and the honor and the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.